is Ed.
Hey, Ed, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash and the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Tuesday?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear. So I got your – they sent me your text, right, regarding deciding not to proceed. Did you send that?
I did.
Okay, what's going on? How can I help you?
I went back to and researched it a little bit. I think I'm just going to do it myself.
Got it. Okay. So let me tell you the benefit of, like, us doing it for you, right? Like, if you're doing Google Guarantee campaign on your own, all right, it's not, like, prepaid, right, is the way it works. And if you have unqualified leads come through, what's going to happen is you have to go and do those credits yourself, right? So by us, we essentially kind of take the hit on it. So with our system, right, it's automatically picked up. So when the call comes through from Google Guarantee where it says LSA lead, right, and it's out of your radius, service you don't provide, or solicitation call, right? You remember me telling you all that. If any of those things happen, you're automatically not charged for the lead. It's nothing you have to do on your end, okay? So you're only going to be charged for leads when you set an appointment or there's a price inquiry made, right? So does that make sense of why? Okay. And another way I kind of look at it, Ed, is it's kind of like taxes, right? Like I could try to do my own taxes, but I really have no idea what I'm doing with that stuff. So I'd probably owe the IRS or something, you know? So by using us, we're a, Google channel partner, a Google Premier partner. We handle multiple Google Guarantee accounts. You know, in fact, your Google Guarantee campaign is like right there from being approved. It looks like there's just a text verification needed for the background check and also the reviews. Now, I had a question. Did you guys call in to remove the reviews from the Google Guarantee listing, or did I read that wrong?
I don't recall calling or talking to anyone about removing the reviews, no.
Okay, it must have been a misunderstanding then. It looks like, so I even spoke to Nicole. Is that like your office manager? Or, okay. Nice. So something happened, because you already have the required reviews with 46, right? So those just transfer over to your Google Guaranteed section. The required amount for the application process is 5. So for some reason in the miscommunication, Alicia, which is our Google Guarantee rep, right, removed the reviews. So we can easily have those reattached, and then all you need is the text verification for the background check to be ready to rock and roll with this. Now, I did also they got your message regarding the subcategories too. So, and I notated that heavily in our first call. You know what I'm saying? So we're completely up to date with the subcategories that you want listed. But I did notice they only had one on the actual profile. I think that's because they didn't make it live yet, you know? But yeah, so do you want to continue with the service with us? My question.
Yeah, I may pick it up if what we do doesn't work, you know, then. You know, you guys are my plan B.
Okay. So the Google Guarantee application fee that we charge, it's non-refundable. Do you want us to finish your Google Guarantee application? Because all that's needed is that text verification and those reviews to be attached.
Yeah, I don't want to mess up a new account by having a double account. It is what it is. Just, you know, let it go.
Okay. Got you. So I'll pause your account then with us. And, if you guys are having trouble running it on your own, there's a way easier way, and it's with us managing the account. So just call back in and we'll get it started for you. And just so, just clarification, just so we can better our process, right? Is there like any step along the way that was kind of difficult or made this not worth it for us to do it for you? I'm just curious.
No. No, not at all. We just, you know, we had talked with someone who was doing our own SEO about this months ago, and we never did anything with it. And, you know, when I brought it back up in one of our marketing meetings, the group just decided, well, we're going to try to do it here with someone locally and see how we go.
Got it. So it's nothing on our end. We could have bettered our processes or anything. Okay.
No.
All right.
Nope.
So I'm glad to hear that, you know. So you still have all my contact information, right?
I've got all your emails, your phone numbers, and I got saved. Awesome. I always have that for a plan B.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, is I'm going to put in, for me to just follow up with you a month from now. I won't like bug you about it, but just to see how you're doing with it. If it's smooth selling, awesome. I'm happy for you. But if you're running into some hiccups, we definitely would love to help you. Okay?
All right. No, that'd be great. Do that. Put me on the list for a call in a month.
Got you. Got you in for January 20th, which is a Friday. Okay?
That'd be fun. Yeah.
All right, sir. Pleasure speaking with you, Ed. You have a great rest of your day, okay? Thank you for your time.
All right.
All right, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.